fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Before this exciting adventure, a word from our sponsor, General Mills, makers of Cheerios, the oat cereal that's ready to eat, Betty Crocker Mixes, and Wheaties, the breakfast of champions, present by special recording, The Lone Ranger. Did you ever go shopping for groceries with your mom and pass something that looked so good you just had to ask her to get it? Mmm, like those Betty Crocker cake mixes with pictures of all the delicious cake flavors on the packages? You look at them and you want mom to bake up every one. For instance, Betty Crocker's white cake mix. Why, that bakes up into the highest, lightest, best-tasting white cake ever. A real lick-the-plate kind of cake. And all mom has to do is add water and the whites of two fresh eggs for a perfect cake every time. Cake after cake after cake. It's guaranteed perfect by Betty Crocker of General Mills, Minneapolis. Every Betty Crocker cake mix comes out perfect. And, what flavors! There's yellow cake, chocolate devil's food, honey spice or gingerbread, angel food, marble cake, and Betty Crocker's two newest, chocolate malt and peanut delight. And, of course, there's Betty Crocker's popular brownie mix, too. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Big Fellow. I'm Silver. Hooray!
Shrimp Butler was a small, thin man whose appearance and weight belied his toughness and lightning-like movements. In Arizona, he had built a reputation for himself as one of the toughest quick-draw outlaws in the territory. But when he moved into Texas with his gang, people were yet to learn of his unusual attributes. The first inkling of his independent self-assurance came one day in Pecos, when he entered the Longhorn Cafe in small high-heeled boots, followed by his men.
Hey, man, look at the half pint tiptoeing in. Reckon he'll do a nice jig if I pepper his heel.
Pardon me, barkeep, but is that overstuffed toad directing his remarks to me?
You know I mean you, runt. This gun says you're going to entertain the folks right now. Start dancing.
Drop that shooting iron, mister.
Ow, he creased my wrist.
Did you see that? Oh,
Mackerel, he's back.
Cover them all, men. I don't like this ornery crowd. We'll take their wallets. Line up, all of you.
You sure fooled them, Shrimp. Big Lunkhead sure learned a lesson.
Reckon they never heard of Shrimp Butler, One-Eye. Get their wallet to make it fast.
Right. They'll all remember Shrimp Butler after this.
But Shrimp Butler finally gained the notoriety and respect he sought when he and his gang committed a daring stage robbery near Stockton.
It's sure a good feeling, Hank, to know I have the best rifleman in the territory riding guard on this run.
Well, to do say so myself, no owl hoot's ever got the best of me yet, Sam.
Nah, not an owl hoot in these parts would even take a chance trying to get the best of you. With 20,000 cash in the strong box, it's mighty good to have you along.
Get up there! Get up!
Hey, look, coming out of the woods ahead, a bunch of riders.
Jumping grasshoppers against the outpost. Show them, Hank. Let them know who's riding guard.
Don't worry, I'm... Oh, my God!
Great day up in the south. Oh, ho, oh, there, ho.
Oh. Oh, oh, oh. You're both covered. Hold on that strong box turtle.
Hey, look, that little guy.
Do what you're told.
Hey!
Good shooting, Shrimp. You put several holes in the crown of his head.
I'll throw down the strong box.
Good. Now get that rattle trap out of here before I nick both your ears.
Shrimp Butler's the name. Remember that next time. I'll get
this. Yes, sir.
Get up there. Get up.
A few days later, the Lone Ranger and his Indian companion Tonto rode into the Stockton territory.
We hear a lot about outlaw gang leader Shrimp Butler, Timothy.
Shrimp doesn't try to hide his identity, Tonto. He's proud of the notoriety he receives.
Ah, you think them still near Stockton?
That's hard to say. The last few robberies the gang has committed have been in this territory. That leads me to believe they have a hideout somewhere near Stockton.
Then say him plenty good shot. Plenty fast and draw.
So I've heard. I've also heard the stage line is having a difficult time getting a guard to ride the stage because of that last robbery.
It not be easy, find Shrimp Butler. Him plenty smart.
I've been thinking of a plan that might bring him and his men into the open, Tonto.
What you think about?
Remember the old thin prospector, Ebenezer Cody, whom we helped when we came through here a few months ago?
Me remember.
Well, Ebenezer's quite a talker. I think we may be able to use him in our plans.
Oh, how you do that?
We'll go see Ebenezer and persuade him to offer to take the job as guard on the stage, leaving here tomorrow for Pecos.
Mm, not savvy. Him not fighter now. Him not good with guns.
He doesn't have to be, Tonto. You'll learn the whole plan when I discuss it with him. We're going to his place right now. Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scout.
The masked man and Indian turned off the trail and rode to a shack in a hollow where Ebenezer Cody lived.
Hold over, hold. Hi
there, mister. Haven't seen you and Tonto in a month of Sundays.
Hello, Ebenezer. Glad to see you.
Oh. Sure is good to have you stop by to see me. Come in and set a spell.
Oh, we'll stay only a short time.
I'm glad of the chance to have somebody to cab to.
I suppose you do get lonely here by yourself, Ebenezer.
Well, now, yes and no. Sit down.
Oh, thanks.
You see, in the evenings I just sit out front and recollect the things I used to do. Yep. Just last night, I was remembering the time I met a hunting party of Redskins on the trail. Well, sir, let me tell you what happened.
Oh, wait a minute, Ebenezer. I came here to talk about something I'm sure will interest you. In fact, I came to ask a favor.
You came to ask a favor of me?
Yes, that's right. I want you to apply for the job of guard on the stage that leaves tomorrow afternoon for Pecos.
Apply for the job as... Jump at Jehoshaphat. I must be losing my hearing. I thought you said you wanted me to get the job as a guard on the stage to Pecos.
I did.
You did? But, well, you see, I...
Oh, everybody in town has heard you tell of your adventures in the past, Ebenezer. I'm sure you'd get the job.
But that's right.
But what I'm trying to say is I don't want the job.
Ebenezer, you've done a lot of boasting about your past exploits. Now, I'm giving you a chance to be a hero in the eyes of the townspeople. Of course, if you lack the courage,
by Jiminy, mister, I won't have you thinking that. I'll do it just to show you.
Good.
But I don't get why you want me
to... Let me explain. We're here to help capture Shrimp Butler and his gang.
I heard a lot about Shrimp. He can almost shoot a bullet through the eye of a needle.
Now, listen, Ebenezer. Listen closely. Here's how you can do me a favor and help us against those outlaws. This is a plan.
That night, under cover of darkness, the Lone Ranger and Tonto went to the sheriff's office.
Great day. A couple of owl hoots. Reach, both of you. Get their guns, Deputy.
Right. They keep them covered.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, let go, man.
Sheriff, I could have shot your deputy in the back and then shot you if I wanted to.
Oh, darn it, Deputy. Why don't you watch yourself?
He drew like lightning.
We came here to talk, Sheriff. We came as friends. Now, if you'll put down your gun, I'll show you a letter from the marshal in Pecos. I have it here.
I might as well holster my gun. You got us on the spot anyway.
All right, Deputy.
Let me see that letter.
Here, Sheriff.
To whom it may concern, this will introduce me as Lone Ranger. Hey, this says the masked man's a Lone Ranger.
Well, holy smoke, mister, why don't you just say so when you came in?
You held a gun on me, remember?
Well, I'm sorry about that. Sit down, sit down.
Well, thanks. We'll not need our guns, Toto.
So you came to help us find Shrimp Butler, hmm?
Yes, and I've thought of a plan that may bring him from hiding. You know Ebenezer Cody, don't you?
That skinny windbag? Sure, everybody in town knows Ebenezer and his tall tales.
Yes, I know. Well, Ebenezer, at my request, is going to apply for the job of guard on the stage leaving for Pecos tomorrow.
Ebenezer Cody is gone. No, you can't mean that. Man alive, that's a hot one.
I know it sounds strange, but that's part of my plan.
Ah. Now go on, I'm listening.
I want you to see that he gets a job with the understanding he rides inside the coach with a strong box.
And then what happens?
Ebenezer's in town tonight. He's boasting about the job at the cafe, and in his own way telling what he'll do to Shrimp Butler if he appears with his gang.
Shrimp is bound to hear about it. He won't rest till he makes Ebenezer eat his words. What makes you think he'll be of any help, mister?
Well, Sheriff, I knew Ebenezer in his younger days. He was tough and fearless, an expert with a gun. And as a sheriff in Arizona, he was a regular wildcat in going after outlaws.
Oh, great day, and I thought all this time he was just a windbag.
Now, I figure Shrimp has a spy around town. He'll report what Ebenezer says. I count on the gang stopping that stage tomorrow because Shrimp will want to show up Ebenezer. We'll follow the stage and be there to move in on the gang.
Say, it might work. Mister, I think you came up with a plan that'll give us a chance to grab Shrimp Butler and his gunman to the last man.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were talking to the sheriff. Ebenezer Cody was holding the attention of the men in the cafe.
Yep, that's right. Just like I told you, men, I'm going to take a job as guard on the stage tomorrow.
Right under the seat, Ebenezer.
What'll you do if Shrimp Butler stops you?
Shrimp Butler? Who's afraid of that little runt? Why, if I was to tell him about how I used to win medals for shooting, it'd take all night. That ain't no reason to laugh, you hyenas. Maybe I'm a mite out of practice, but when it comes to a sawed-off hombre like Shrimp Butler, he'd soon find out he was up against a real gunman if he stopped that stage. I'm going to put the strong box in the coach and ride there with it. He won't be able to get near that stage. If you really do ride guard, you won't live to tell about it if he stops you.
You must be loco, Ebenezer.
No. So you think I'm loco, do you? Well, think what you like. But I'll ride guard on tomorrow's stage. And if Shrimp Butler wants to meet his match, just let him stop it. I reckon I'll go along now. See you all tomorrow. So long.
We'll continue our Lone Ranger adventure in just a moment.
All over the country, in every direction, how you doing is the question. And here's one half of happy people have to say. How are we doing okay?
Okay. Doing okay? You bet the champs in good old New York are. Listen. Now, in New York, we wait for days to see a guy called Willie Mays, because Wheaties keeps him leaping high to grab those line drives on the fly. And Yogi Berra's a Wheaties lad whose batting style makes pitchers sad. No matter how they throw the ball, that Yogi belts it through the wall. And look, both Willie Mays and Yogi Berra turn to Wheaties for extra energy because there's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
Keep on eating your Wheaties, and you'll be doing okay.
Okay.
Now to continue. Later that night, Pedro, one of the outlaws, entered the cabin in the hills, which was used as a hideout.
Well, Pedro, any news from town?
Gee, something I think you want to hear, Shrimp.
What is it?
A skinny old man was at the cafe. He say he's going to ride his guard on the stage to Pecos tomorrow.
Yeah?
He say if you show up, you're going to meet your match.
What?
He call you a sort of hombre and a little run, too.
He what?
Everybody seemed to think he's loco, but he insists he's going to take the job.
You going to let him get away with that, Shrimp?
Not on your life, One Eye. We'll hold up the stage. Now shoot him right off the seat before he knows what hit him.
He say he's going to ride inside the coach with the strongbox, Shrimp.
No matter. I'll make a sieve out of him with bullets and make the driver take him back to Stockton just to show people Shrimp Butler don't take that kind of talk. When's that stage leave, Pedro?
It's 1 o'clock.
We'll stop it in Rock Valley.
The next day, Ebenezer stood beside the stage looking important and paying little attention to the jibes from the crowd.
You better wear a steel vest, Ebenezer.
Did you make a will, Ebby?
No, you. Ebenezer, let me warn you. The last guard, Hank, one of the best shots around here, was wounded bad by Shrimp and his gang.
Don't you worry, driver. If that half-pint and his gang holds us up, they'll get a real surprise.
I sure hope so. Well, it's time to be rolling. You better climb aboard, Ebenezer.
Right. Is a strong box in the coach?
Yeah, but it's not big enough to hide behind.
I'll get in then.
Well, this is it. We're hitting the trail.
Get up! Get up there!
In a thick stand of trees outside of town, the sheriff and his posse waited with the Lone Ranger and Tonto for the stage to pass.
Stage ought to be coming by soon. It's after 1 o'clock.
Yeah, it is.
We'll have to be cautious in following it, Sheriff.
You're right, mister. We'll follow it at a distance, but close enough to get there in time if it's held up.
There it is, Sheriff.
I suggest we start now.
All right, let's go, men.
Come on, Silver.
Hidden by the large rocks in the valley, Shrimp and his men waited impatiently for the stage to come along.
That doggone stage should be here by now. I can't wait to show up that phony loudmouth Pedro heard talking in the cafe last night.
Remember, he's going to be riding inside the coach.
Yeah. And he'll never step out of it alive. Reckon he thinks the stories he heard about me aren't true.
Yeah. Along with that, he likely figures we won't hold up the stage so soon after the last drop.
Yeah, that's right. I tell you.
Hey, Shrimp, here it comes.
Good. We'll ride out shooting and head it off. Let's go, men. Right. Come on. Get it.
Inside the stagecoach, Ebenezer was startled when the gunfire was heard.
Hey, Ebenezer, outlaws coming. Hold there.
Duck me, catfish. Let's be Shrimp and his men.
I'll try a quick shot.
Uh-oh. Don't see the masked man behind us. Something must have gone wrong. I'll play possum. Drop to the floor, then try to get the drop on Shrimp. Got to get out of this by myself.
Ebenezer, you're right.
Keep the driver covered, men. I'll attend to the loud mouth myself.
I think you're shy.
Hey, you in there. Lying on the floor of the coach. Must have taken a bullet.
I reckon he didn't know what hit him. Let's get the strong box.
His body's covering the strong box. I'll put a couple of more slugs in him to make sure he's done for.
As Shrimp leaned forward holding his gun, Ebenezer twisted around suddenly and grabbed Shrimp's wrist.
I'll take that gun, you run!
Hey, let go of my gun arm! Let go!
By thunder, I'll Shrimp! A posse's coming! Take cover!
Let go, you skinny lunkhead! There, that got you loose! Now I'll flood you!
Let go!
Oh!
Come on, boys!
As the sheriff and posse swept past and immediately engaged the outlaws in a desperate fight, the Lone Ranger pulled to a quick stop.
I won't let you!
Once more, Ebenezer grabbed the outlaw's wrist and held on grimly.
Come here, you! I've got him, Ebenezer. Good work. Drop your gun, Shrimp.
There!
Pick up his gun, Ebenezer, and keep him covered.
I sure will, Mister.
The Lone Ranger quickly joined the sheriff and posse in their fight against the outlaws. Finally, with Shrimp out of the fight and two others of the gang wounded, the outlaws surrendered.
Well, we got them all, mister.
Ebenezer, bring Shrimp here.
Sure will, mister. Get going, you.
Come on. Quick now.
Here he is, the Shrimp himself. Oh, by golly, Ebenezer, you did it. Wait till the crowd in town hears about this. Believe me, you got this guard job as long as you want it. Yes, sir.
Nope, I resign. I had enough.
You did a fine job, Ebenezer, in helping me capture Shrimp.
He did, really?
Yes, he grabbed Shrimp's gun arm and prevented him from firing.
Well, I'll be doggone. Ebenezer will get part of the reward that's out for Shrimp.
But a man alive. I sure could use a little cash. Sheriff, wait till I tell the crowd back in the cafe what it did. You see, it was this way. The masked man came to get Shrimp, but Shrimp had his gun and was going to plug the masked man. Well, sir, quick as a wink, seeing that I had to go into action to save the masked man's life, I grabbed Shrimp's gun arm and I... Hey, he and the Indian left without saying a word.
Well, I reckon he couldn't get a word in edgeways with you gabbing, Ebenezer. The one hombre who don't waste time standing around gabbing after the job is done is the Lone Ranger. I'll tell
copyrighted feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated is produced by Kendall Campbell Muir Incorporated. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Foy. Listen to The Lone Ranger, brought to you by special recording Mondays through Fridays at this same time.